discovered America in 1492. Then came the English and the French, the Scotsman and the Jew. Then came the Dutch and the Irishman to help the country grow. And still they keep on coming, and now everywhere you go, there's the Argentines and the Portuguese, the Armenians and the Greeks. One sells a paper, the other signs a tune, the other shaves the whiskers off your cheeks. And when you ride again on a subway train, notice who has all the seats.
Ah,
they're all held by the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. Now there's a little flat where you hang your hat, has a mystery I'll explain. The janitor's Irish, the hobo is a coon, the elevator fellow is a Dane. But who is the gent that collects the rent at the end of each 4 weeks?
Ah,
that is all done by the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. There's the Oldsmobile and the Hotmobile and the Cadillac and the Ford. Now these are the motors that you and I can own, the kind most anybody can afford. But the Cunningham and the Mercedes and the Rolls Royce racing freaks,
ah,
they're all owned by the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. Now there's the Argentines and the Portuguese, the Armenians and the Greeks. They don't know the language, they don't know the law, yet they vote in the country of the free. And the funny thing, when we start to sing, my country, 'tis of thee. None of us know the words but the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. Now there's the Argentines and the Portuguese, the Armenians and the Greeks. When we're departed, our souls are soar up in the heavenly peace. At the Golden Gate, where the angels wait, we'll be asking there for seats. And they'll all be reserved by the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks.